Hey, podcasters, welcome to another edition of Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm your host, Master Doll. Today I'm live from the Chicago Auto Show hotel room. Yes, I'm taking a break from the show in the hotel room to do the podcast. I've been down on the show floor all morning, talking with different truck guys, having conversations about new products out there, and seeing some new products. This entire episode is going to be about the Chicago Auto Show. I'm going to focus on three key vehicles that have been either shown here or were shown the day before. I'm going to start in order of the ones that are shown here, and then I'll do the one that was day before last. So what am I talking about? Specifically, I'm talking about the new 2018 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro Sport. Or I don't think they do Pro Sport. I think it's TRD Sport. It is a new it's a new trim level for the Toyota Tundra. There's a Sequoia as well. We'll get to that in a little bit. I'm also going to talk about the Nissan Titan King Cab. And if you don't know your terminology from the Nissan's confusing nomenclature of the different types of cabs, the King Cab is the extended cab. So they do single cab, King Cab, and Crew Cab, which is really regular cab, extended cab, crew cab. They just like being special about it. So we'll talk about that a little bit. I give you some insight. I was just down there checking that out. And then finally, I'm going to talk about the Ford Expedition. I'm going to talk about that. They launched that the day before the show down in Dallas. And I actually saw it yesterday. I was here. And we have a concept technology garage. And it was sitting in the garage. So I kind of took a peek at it, looked around a little bit. As you can imagine, swarms of journalists were around it trying to, you know, see what they missed the day before. So let's get started. Let's kick it off with the Toyota Tundra TRD Sport, which we will get to right after this break. All right, let's talk about the Toyota Tundra TRD Sport. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping for a major refresh for Toyota Tundra. I think the many of the fans were thinking that way as well. My sources had told me that it would be more of a refresh, but you know, we have the Sport. And to Toyota's credit, they have a good selling truck. They sell as many as they can produce, and the TRD versions of those trucks have really sold really well. And so creating another trim level that meets more of the sport truck feel, it's got that more sporty, like the older F-150 Lightning. Ram used to have one too. I forget the Ram's name of them, but it's more of that sport truck. I think that fits the needs for those customers who they don't do a lot of off-roading. They want to do more of the faster pickup around town. And so the TRD Sport Tundra is where they want to be. So let's get some specifics about its upgrades. And I'm going to go to the press release to make sure I get everything kind of accurate here. The TRD Sport, you'll be able to get it in a 4x4 and 4x2 in Crew Max and Double Cab. As you may remember, the Double Cab is their extended cab. Crew Max is a crew cab. And Toyota does not offer a regular cab. And so those are your two choices. It's still going to have the same 5.7 liter V8 that they call the iForce. It's been a staunch and dependable engine for them, if albeit thirsty. It's a thirsty engine. The upgrades they have done to the truck, they have TRD Sport tuned Bilstein shocks. These are specifically tuned for the vehicle. You can't just buy the off the shelf variety and get the same performance. You can buy off the shelf variety and get similar performance, but you won't get the same as what the TRD team has tuned them into. They have front and rear anti-sway bars, and which are really cool. They painted them a nice red, and it's like a gunmetal gray was the vehicle that was on display on the turntable. And as it turned, you could really see those sway bars stand out, and it had a really cool look to them. I wouldn't be so shocked if we see a lot more people taking their private vehicles and painting the sway bar. It really has a sharp look to it. The other key features of TRD Sport include, it's got color match mirrors, front and rear bumpers. So, you know, if you do a gray truck, the mirrors, front and rear bumpers are all gray. It's all color keyed. Color keyed hood scoop, so that it all blends together. They have 20-inch alloy silver sport wheels. So I had done a live Facebook video this morning, which I don't typically do. And I had some people ask me because they had gotten snowed in Pennsylvania and New York City. And they wanted to see something. They were bored. So apparently it was me versus the Xbox this morning. And I got to tell you, I had a ton of views on the Facebook page. And one of the things that they talked about, the people that are watching the video, and I talked about, were the wheels. They just are not impressive at all. They don't fill the wheel well very well. They just look teensy. and tiny, and I'm just not a big fan of the rims. So check them out. Go on the Facebook or do a Google search for the new TRD Sport, and let me know what you think about the wheels. Email me in at tim@pickuptrucktalk.com, or get a hold of me on Facebook through Pickup Truck Talk or our Facebook page. Let me know. I'm not a fan. Maybe I will become a fan as I see it more, but right now I'm not so sure about those. But the winners that we got this morning, the feedback we got a lot from people that kind of surprised, I think, some of the PR reps. I was talking to them after doing the video, is the lights, the headlights. A lot of people were liking these headlights. So these headlights, what they did is they have a smoked chrome bezel. So they look like they're smoked on the outside, like maybe they got a film on them. But what's cool about it is it really blends well with the front, and it's got a new chrome bezel that goes around those that goes around the light, and then they have DRLs, daytime running lights, and LED fog lights below the LED lights. It really is a cool headlight. It really looks really cool. And then they have new grills, so it's got a new mesh grill with body color surround. What's interesting is the logo. They put a cover over the logo. It's the same idea. It's the same smoked kind of look on the front of the logo of where the Toyota badge sits. I don't know about that one. I don't know. It kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of if you see an old Ford truck on the road, like a 2000s, early 2000s, and sometimes that badge gets weathered due to the sun. If you imagine that badge being weathered from the sun, it feels like the badge on the front of the Tundra has the same kind of feel to me. And I know it's a design thing, and it's probably what the designers were aiming for. Just again, I'm just not so sure about that. It does have the TRD Sport bedside graphic, so really, where it says it's just a graphic goes on the side. It just says TRD Sport. Exterior colors for the TRD Sport will be super white, magnetic gray, which I think was what the one was on display. The midnight black pearl, the blazing blue pearl, and the Barcelona red. I'm gonna wait to hold my criticism too much on the exterior, just because I want to see it in different colors and see if that front grille, kind of stands out more to me or not. It's got the standard TRD shift knob and TRD Sport floor mats, so it's got the same TRD inside. The bigger story here for Toyota, and I think we all saw this coming, and I'd have to look back at my story to see if I called this out, but I'm pretty sure I did, is that the Tundra in 2018 will come with the full edition of the Toyota Safety Sense standard equipment. So what Toyota has decided to do is take their suite of safety technology and put those across the entire spectrum of their vehicles. And what I mean by that is I mean you get the pre-collision system with pedestrian detection, lane departure alert, automatic high beams, dynamic radar cruise control, or adaptive cruise control is what I like to call it. So they get this whole suite of safety features that are just standard across the lineup. And that's because Toyota is big on safety and reliability. And tell you what, they're great features, and I'm really happy to see it. And it's just done. No more options. No more. You got to buy the high trim level to get that feature. So it's really nice to see that they all come in that vehicle, and you can get them throughout all the grades. No problem there. They're also going to do some changes to the Limited and 1794 edition. Those will both get new billet style grills. It's very unfortunate that neither one of those grills were on display, and I didn't see anything as I walked around. So, I'll take a deeper look at that later today. I'll take another tour of the showroom and see if I can find those grills out there, but I didn't see those at all. Another thing they're going to do is that the LED headlights and fog lights are going to be available on Limited and Platinum and 1794. They'll also be available on the TRD Off-Road package, selected SR5 models. The SR and SR5, which those are the base levels. The SR is the work level. The SR5 is most what consumers buy. They'll receive halogen headlights instead of the LEDs with a black bezel and LED daytime running lights. So headlights are going to make an interesting difference. Historically, it's been the grille. The grille has been the difference. As you look at different vehicles, that's what usually stands out. And now we're talking about lights, headlights, and especially the LEDs. It's going to be interesting to see how consumers respond to that. I know a lot of consumers I talk to on different Facebook groups and places are adamant about having LED lights because they provide crisper lighting and they look better. I don't know. There may be an upcharge there due from the halogen to to from the SR5 to the 1794 lights, the LED. Maybe some dealers will offer that as a side package. Maybe a good side package. I don't know. Like I said, wait for the market to decide what they can do. Now, the other news was the Sequoia. So if you've never heard and you don't know Toyota builds a Sequoia, you're probably not alone. It's been one of those vehicles that, yes, they do offer a Tahoe competitor. They do offer the Yukon competitor, but you don't hear about it so much. It's not a big seller. It never has been for them. I'm going to allude to this in a minute. We're going to talk about the Ford Expedition later. But Ford has said that market has grown substantially in the last year or two. And that's why Ford updated their Expedition, is that segment has kind of grown. And so the Sequoia is going to come out with a TRD Sport package. I think we're looking at very low volume on this, very low take rates. I'm not just because the vehicle has low take rates, now you're doing another Sport Edition. Okay, maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't. Again, I'm gonna let the market decide. It's got the same ideas as the Tundra. You're looking at front rear anti-sway bars, new front grille and bumper grille insert. You got the same 20-inch alloy black sport wheels. You're doing the metallic black mirror caps. Rear tail light housing is going to be darkened, so it has like that smoked cover, like you can see people do with their vehicles. You see this stuff out there too. The aftermarket, you can put the smoke covers over your lights. That's kind of what those lights look like, in much the same way. If you've seen vehicles like that. You got super white, magnetic gray, metallic, and midnight black. They're going to be complemented, so as the press release says, it's going to be complemented with the assortment of interior and convenience features, blah, blah, blah. Look, it's going to look like the TRD inside. It's going to have the shift knob, the floor mats. It's going to have some stitching probably of the TRD. It's going to mirror the outside and inside. It's going to have some interior treatments. So, the Sequoia is going to be offered in the SR5 Limited and Platinum grades, as it is now. It's 4x2 and 4x4. It has the same iForce V8 engine, the 5.7-liter like the Tundra. I believe it's built on the same platform. I'd have to double-check that. But also, it's going to get the full suite of safety features. So it's going to have all the safety features throughout the vehicle. It's not going to be that big of a difference. All right. I will talk about this. It's kind of... I don't know. I don't know if I totally agree with the direction that heading here, but it is a new vehicle for them. Toyota's doing a lot with the RAV4. They're doing a ton with this vehicle. If you don't know, the RAV4 is much like the Nissan Rogue, and those vehicles in that segment, in that compact SUV segment, have just exploded. The sales of that segment is killing the Camry and Corollas of the world. You know, the small cars used to be where people bought, and now they're buying in the small compact SUVs. So because of that, many manufacturers, Toyota included, are offering more packages with the smaller compact SUVs. So the RAV4 is no difference, right? So they've been racing a stock RAV4, and Ryan Mullen is doing this racing series. It's a NASA is the acronym, but it's like National... I don't even know the name of it. It's not in the press release anywhere. Anyways, he's been racing. He's finishing high in the standings, and so they're trying to capitalize on that. They're going to come up with what's called an Adventure. It's the RAV4 Adventure trim level, and it's going to have large over-fender flares, 18-inch 5-spoke black alloy rims, lower body guards, black headlight bezels, black fog lamps around roof racks, and Adventure badging. And then, you know, the inside's going to kind of mirror that. Unique interior trim panels, leather-wrapped shift knob, adventure door seal protectors. So what I think is interesting about this whole thing... Oh, it's going to have all the safety features, too. What's interesting about the whole thing is Toyota had three vehicles up on the display today. And they had a Tundra, RAV4, and Sequoia. And when you looked at the vehicles up there, what vehicle do you think would be on display? Which one would be the lead one? I think you're probably saying to yourself, the Tundra. The Tundra would be the lead one. It's the biggest money maker. It has the most profit in it. It's the big dog. No, it wasn't the case. They had the RAV4 up there in the middle, and they showed the RAV4 off last. They made the entire press conference about the RAV4. And it was funny talking to the journalists that were there. As we read the press release and as we got, to talking to people, the RAV4 was the back of our mind. It wasn't the forefront of our mind. The back of our mind was this vehicle. None of us anticipated that the RAV4 was going to be that big of a deal. And Toyota flipped it around on us. They introduced it last. They had it in a prime position. It got unveiled last. They made a big deal out of it. And I don't know. It's an interesting take on it. I'm not sure if that's the right approach. And, hopefully they do well with it. But I think the TRD Sport package will probably sell faster than the RAV4 Adventure package would be my take on it. And it just seemed pretty awkward this morning in how they rolled that out. So take what you will from that. Take what you're, read between the lines. But it just was a weird thing. We'll be right back with more Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. Okay, we're back with more Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm Tim Estradol. I kind of lied. In the introduction, I was going to talk about the Nissan King Cab, and then that was it. I forgot. I missed it. I want to talk about the Ram trucks as well. So let's do Nissan King Cab first, because that's what I promised, and we're going to talk about Ram. Ram has two special editions, which I think are important to talk about. So let's talk about those next. So let's start with the King Cab. The King Cab from the Nissan, what they decided to do is everybody's got different takes on how to do the King Cab. And again, I'm talking the extended cab. And so you have the not quite full-size door. You have the 5/8 door, okay? And so what they did was they did the 180-degree rear hinge door design. So you open the door, you can kind of open it all the way so it hits the side. I don't want to say hits the side of the truck, but it's flush the side of the truck. What's nice with this is when you're accessing stuff in the rear seats, you don't have the door interrupting you at all. Although when you're getting in and out of the rear seats, it's could be a pain in the parking lot. That's your pro and con. So sorry, I had to take a drink there. So there's your pro and con. I don't know what approach is good. I've seen people do different things. I know Ram does their doors open like regular doors and people like that. And some people don't like that because then you can't get in all the way, because if you want to get cargo out, the door hit is in the way. Again, it's to each their own. Another thing they did, a little bit different, and I think that it's growing in popularity, is the S, SV, and Pro 4X trim level. So, all right, so the S is the work truck trade level, and the SV is like the entry level, and then the Pro 4X is their off-road trim level. They're going to offer first and segment, as they say, first and segment, rear seat delete. So it won't come with a seat. Quite literally what rear seat delete means, all right? So it's not going to come with a seat. The floor is going to be fully flat load floor, and it's going to have secure storage space. So you can fold the floor flat, and you have locking bins. There's also a row of hooks back there, which is really cool. So you can hang stuff down, hang stuff on, like, with carabiners, you can hang up a bunch of bags and things in the rear seats. It's a very interesting feature, because what you find is with the extended cab, you don't always need to have somebody ride with you. You're only going to have two people ride with you, but you want a little additional covered space, more than what the regular cab or the single cab, as Nissan calls it, offers. And here you have some good utility of space, and you can really utilize that to carry good cargo. So really interesting idea. I think that consumers will like it or love it. I think that's the future, though. If you look at like the Chevy Colorado, they don't offer a regular cab because they offer the extended cab with the rear seat delete, which is basically a regular cab. I mean, that's kind of how they see it. And so I think you'll see this become more and more popular. And I think you're going to keep seeing that regular cabs and single cabs, are going to go away eventually, because it just, from a manufacturing standpoint, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay. So the King Cab is coming out. This is the last of all five iterations of the Nissan Titan. It's all these different trucks they've been offering. It's going to come in the XD. It's going to come in the non-XD. It's going to have the 5.6 liter gas, 7-speed automatic, or you'll do the Cummins 5-liter V8 turbo diesel. So you're going to have the two choices, the diesel or the gas. The diesel's with a 6-speed ASIN, and the 7-speed automatic is with the gas. Towing capacity, the XD King Cab is going to be 12,510, and maximum payload is going to be 2,710 with the gas engine. So gas engine payload is always higher than the diesel because you have the additional weight of the diesel. It's kind of how that works out. 12-5-10. So if you're a purveyor of numbers, you want to keep track of stuff, that is that white space. So the Tundra's max payload, I think it's, or no, is the F-150, I think it has to claim the max payload in the half ton currently. And they're at like, let's see, right at 11,000 pounds. And so now you have this XD that tows that additional 1,000 more pounds. However, I will tell you from experience, the XD tows more confidently than a maxed out F-150. So again, it's that in between white space. We had a private lunch with Fred Diaz after the showcase today, or after the unveil. He talked a lot about the white space and how consumers and dealers were really like, wow, they really got it. You know, dealers were on board. He said when they first introduced it, they didn't understand it, but now they get it. And it's a smart thing to do. It's a smart segment to play in. It's shows that Nissan's trying to do things a little bit differently. And I think this King Cab's going to do a lot for that to get all the variants out there. So I think the number I heard before is they really only played in like 40% of the segment because they only had like a crew cab, and they only had the King Cab and crew cab only offered in a small variety of bed lengths. And now they have crew, king, and regular cab with a variety of engines and a variety of bed lengths and a variety of trim levels, which allows them to compete in a larger portion of the marketplace. And I was talking with Fred Diaz, and we had so I should back up. Fred Diaz is the guy for trucks for Nissan. He's got some, let me find his title, because it's one of those impressive sounding titles that you hear from big executives. Here we go. He is the division vice president, general manager of the North American trucks and light commercial vehicles for Nissan North America. He's a Texas guy. He came from Ram. He's got a lot of truck knowledge. He's a good guy. And we were talking at the luncheon afterwards, and you know, it's interesting to talk to Nissan, because they were a car company. They were well known for being a car company. The Altima, the Sentra, the Maxima, the cars were really what they're selling. And now they've had to come to terms with becoming a truck company. That's the way they wanted to go as a company a couple years ago. They made the decision. That's the way the marketplace is going. And so they're having to really change up their thought process and really do a lot about how to sell trucks. And trucks and car sales aren't the same. Not at all. And you have different configurations. So like you figure with a Maxima, you had like three different trim levels, three or four, and that was it. You were done. Well, with a Nissan Titan, you could have 20 different customers and different customer needs. And so, you know, you're a lot of changes in those when you look at vehicle to vehicle and differences in customers. So just a lot of stuff going on with Nissan. It's going to be interesting to watch how they move forward and how they bring these vehicles to the marketplace. The King Cab, I forgot to mention on the Toyota products too. Everything I'm talking about today is going to be like a August, September date when it's going to hit dealerships. So look for that coming to dealerships. If you're looking for, you know, if you've been waiting for the King Cab, it's coming. The extended cab's coming, and it'll be there soon. And then Nissan will be fully at production for all different Nissan Titan models. So moving on, the ones trucks I forgot about. Okay, and actually I made a beeline to these the other day in the Concept and Technology Garage, and I don't know why I forgot about them, is I really like them. Ram offered two different special editions, and they offered them before the show started, I think it was, yeah. So they offered two different special editions before the show started. One is for their half ton, and one is for the heavy duty. The new Ram 1500 Copper Sport made their appearance. It has a really beautiful copper pearl color. It comes with a 9-speaker Alpine Premium system. It's going to be a different looking truck for many consumers, though, because it's got 22-inch aluminum wheels. And these wheels, they don't say what kind of rim they are. They're aluminum wheels. Let me see if it says what kind of rims they are, because they're really unique. They're 22-inch polished aluminum wheels. And you got to look at them. You got to see them in person. They have that sport truck look to them. It's almost like you can tell they're aftermarket wheels. It's really kind of a cool look. I think it's going to play well in southwestern places throughout the country and in Texas. I could definitely see a lot of consumers loving this truck and the way they look. And then they blacked out the Ram logo in the front, and it blacked out some badging around it. Again, Ram trucks look beautiful. They just do. And so this sport is going to be a great-looking truck. It's going to be offered on crew cab V8 models. It's going to start with 45,630. plus 1320 destination, so about $47,000. You're going to get it later this month. It's disappointing, though. It really is disappointing it doesn't come in the regular cab. It could be an F100, F150 Limited, or Lightning. It could be that sport truck all over again. I remember pickuptrucks.com ran a story a while ago where the sport trucks are. This could be a sport truck. It could be one of those things. But I've never seen a crew cab sport truck. I don't think that's how they look. I think people want to do a regular cab, because you could take this regular cab, drop a Hellcat engine in it with the looks of it. Wow, you'd be onto something. I think you would. The other truck that isn't getting a lot of play is the heavy duty. In the 2500 and 3500, Ram is offering a night model. Okay, that's the trim they're calling that. The one they had on display was black and white. It reminds me of a Stormtrooper truck I saw a while ago, like 2 years ago at the Proving Grounds. Ryan Nagoti has this what he calls a Stormtrooper truck. And you see this look throughout the marketplace. A lot of kids like this look. They white out the truck, and then they black out all the grill, all the surround accents, and all the badging. And it creates a really eye-catching look. And so it's called monochromatic. It's a sport appearance look. It's blacked out features, the wheels, grill surrounded badging, and then the rest is white. Looks like, let me get the specs, because it also looks like it had a lift on it, but it could be just the tires. Yeah, I think it's just the way the tires were sitting. Because they're 20 by 8 inch black aluminum wheels. So it sits a little bit taller. It has a more of a aggressive look in the front of it. You got black bezel, headlights, body colored, painted steel, front and rear bumpers, and these 20-inch tires. So it's really, really an interesting look. I really like it. They blacked out all the badging. Like I said, it just looks pretty cool. I don't know how many of those customers in the 3/4 1-ton segment want to buy something for the looks. Typically, that's a work truck segment or a towing truck segment. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of something different. Those trucks are going to start at about 46,000. 45,520 starts, 1320 destination. So carry the one, add your math, 48,000 or so. What's interesting is that number is pretty darn close to that copper one I just talked about a few minutes ago. So would you buy a 1500 or a 2500 if they're the same price? Interesting question. I don't know. I'm certain that the 3500 is going to be more expensive. You know, you're going to see the 2500, 3500 price increase go a lot quicker than you will the 1500. 1500 is going to be tapped out. The 2500, 3500 are going to be pricier. Again, like the 1500, this truck is going to come out by the end of the month. You'll see it at dealership lots. And so that wraps up those special editions and the King Cab. So I'll be right back with the Ford Expedition. And finally on today's program, let's talk about the 2018 Ford Expedition. If you remember, this is the large full-size SUV Ford makes. It is the Tahoe and Yukon competitor. And the reason I bring this up last is it's maybe some chintzy journalist, you know, business kind of decisions, is that the day before the show opened, Ford launched this vehicle down in Dallas. And the idea was to control the news cycle for that day. And they did that. The problem is we're all flying to Chicago and they're trying to get us to fly down to Dallas instead. I don't know. I kind of got frustrated about that. I wish they would have done it in Chicago. I wish I could have been there on hand, talk to the engineers. As it is, nobody's here. You know, the vehicle's here, and don't really have anybody to talk to. None of my contacts are here. It's just unfortunate. I think there was a missed opportunity there. Let's just say the polite way to say that. So anyways, the Ford Expedition. So let's talk about this. So literally, they just took the same thinking that they've been doing for a couple years now and applied the Expedition. So the Expedition went full aluminum. Okay, they got the new 10-speed transmission with the new second-generation 3.5-liter EcoBoost. Okay, so you put those two together, and you have 300 pounds of weight loss, right? So aluminum weighs less than steel, so you have 300 pounds of weight loss. You have a 10-speed automatic transmission, and you have the new higher output and more powerful 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine. So that equals better fuel economy, right? And it should. The numbers aren't out yet, but it should offer the best-in-class fuel economy, I would anticipate. The Tahoe and the Yukon both have, I think, auto stop-start. And they have, I just drove one. I thought it was an 8-speed transmission. But they're just, you know, they're still heavier vehicles. And so Ford decided to go lighter weight, like they've been doing. They've proven that works in the F-150, and they've proven that works in the Super Duties. So they just carried along to the Expedition. What's also interesting they're doing throughout the vehicle is they're really improving it. I mean, if you've been in Expedition lately, but there's not a, it's an older vehicle. This is the first time it's been upgraded in like 20-some years. So they're going to have a ton of new features, ton of new technology. It's going to have a full suite of all the new technology that Ford's bringing out. You're going to have wireless charging, Wi-Fi hotspot, which is interesting. The Wi-Fi hotspot can do 10 devices at once up to 50 feet away from the vehicle. So quite literally, you could stop and do a picnic and still have Wi-Fi. You could watch, you could watch a movie outside on the picnic blanket while you chow down on some dessert, for example. You're going to have dual headrest rear seat entertainment. It's going to come with their new Sync 3 system, which is way better than the My 4 Touch. Sync Connect. You're going to have power for every row with 4 12-volt power points, 6 USBs. So you're going to have plenty of power to charge up all your devices throughout the vehicle. You can do a 12-speaker B&O play system. There's going to be an adjustable shelf behind the third row. This shelving system is similar to what... it's going to be similar to what Nissan offers, I believe, in the... What did I do? Was it Nissan Rogue that did that? They offer different adjustable shelving systems. I like them. They really make it more useful back there. And you have a panoramic Vista roof. This spans two rows. So you have the new features. You have the dropping in weight. You have the fuel economy improvements. I got to tell you, from the front, it looks like a Ford Flex that we just stretched. It really does. It has that same kind of bumper or that grill feel to it. It's not a good look. Just on first impression, I don't know. I thought that maybe they'd go more Ford Explorer with it, which I like the Ford Explorer. I thought the Ford Explorer had a good look to it. I don't know why this one has just such a different look to me. Maybe it's the grill. Maybe it's the way that the lights sit. It's going to be, you know, polarizing, I think, a little bit to consumers. So there it is, the new Ford Expedition. That's really all I have for it. I got up close. I kind of checked it out. I mean, it's I haven't spent a lot of time in it. I'd like to spend more time in it and see if I can't get one for the press loan to drive it around a little bit to see how well it does compare to the Yukon and Tahoe. Yukon and Tahoe have dominated that segment for years and years and years, and for good reason. I mean, they've kept up with technology, and they've done a lot to improve their product where competitors haven't. So it'll be interesting to see how consumers respond to the Expedition, how they, you know, move on if they want to cross shop in a segment that's been dominated by GM's products. So there you have it from the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. This has been Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. Make sure you check us out on Facebook on Pickup Truck Talk. Make sure you check out our website at pickuptrucktalk.com. You can also find me throughout Twitter and Instagram. It's either tim.estradol or testradol for Twitter. And you can send me notes at tim@pickuptrucktalk.com. And if you ever want to come on air and talk about vehicle choices or what you're looking for, or you want to just talk about the segment or have a couple beers and discuss it, let me know. Give me an email and let's do it. And so remember, tell your friends on iTunes, subscribe to us, remember to download the episodes, and we'll see you down the road.